In a press statement issued yesterday, ANMI's boss Nicholas Asom said there is no military solution to the conflict in South Sudan. Habib Labidi, ANMI's public information officer, read excerpt from Asom's statement to South Sudan in Focus today.
I encourage all political parties to put aside their differences in the larger interest of peace, progress, and prosperity. UNMISS stands ready to extend its full support in this regard.
Earlier this week, the SPLM in opposition announced it was pulling out of all meetings of the security mechanism of the peace agreement to protest what it called repeated attacks by the South Sudan People's Defense Force on its military base in Upper Nile and Unity States. Asom says the decision by the SPLM-IO to withdraw from the security mechanism meetings is, in his words, deeply worrying. But the top UN official in South Sudan says the concerns raised by the SPLM-IO are reasonable.
We can acknowledge some of the concerns raised by the SPLM-IO, especially the alarming spike in violent conflict in Upper Nile and Unity States that has directly impacted their cantonment sites as well as innocent civilians.
In a statement issued on Wednesday, the United States, the United Kingdom and Norway, referred to as the Troika, condemned the attack and called on the parties to recommit to implementing the peace agreement. Asom says the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, the body tasked with tracking violations, has, quote, noted the concerns and consequential violence regarding ongoing defections among the ranks of the stakeholders, calling on all parties to comply fully with the letter and spirit of the peace agreement, end quote. In a statement released yesterday, the interim chairperson of the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, Major General Charles Tai Gitwai, called on the South Sudanese peace partners to seek a peaceful solution to their differences, saying, quote, inclusive dialogue within the framework of the ACRIS is the only way of resolving disagreements, end quote. The 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement calls for conducting general elections in 2023, which will bring the Revitalized Transitional Government of National Unity to an end. With less than 12 months remaining, Asom's statement read by Labidi called on the parties to remain on the track of peace.
Less than 12 months of the transitional period remain. It is crucial that all parties continue their best efforts to sustain the ceasefire and work towards implementing all outstanding benchmarks so that free and fair elections can take place.
The head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan says the mission continues to engage with communities and authorities in all volatile locations to prevent further escalation and to support humanitarian partners in delivering aid to the conflict affected. Elections are scheduled to be held in February 2023, but some South Sudanese lawmakers have said elections should be delayed if the key provisions in the peace deal are not implemented before then. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Bor.